Tom C. McKnight, Jr., dictating a neurological report on Ricky V. Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Address is 5226 Hanks, H-A-N-K-S, Court, Forest Ranch, California, 95942, phone 530-526-2313. ID is XXXXX-2071. Date of birth is 8-6-1959, 63-year-old, married man. Insurance is Blue Cross / Blue Shield. Pharmacy is CVS. Mail order. It is addressed to Laura Schiff, FNP. Her last name is spelled S-C-H-I-F-F. Address is Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95928-3509. 530-345-0064, 530-345-0680, parenthesis, facts, and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of neuropathy. Dear Laura Schiff, thank you for referring Ricky Wilson for neurology evaluation. New paragraph, as you are aware, he has a history suggestive of a distal polyneuropathy with some motor weakness and difficulty in ambulation and ascending numbness in the lower extremities. New paragraph, he was seen initially for examination and electrodiagnostic testing on April 18, 2023, with a history of having completed radiograms of the lumbar spine and a previous stress test. Active medications for pain management included gabapentin capsules, and amitriptyline, previously taken. New paragraph. He reports that he works as a truck driver and is applying for disability as a consequence of his neuropathy. New paragraph, on April 29th, he completed electrodiagnostic testing of the left lower extremity, which was abnormal, showing evidence of a mixed axonal and proximal demyelinating polyneuropathy. And distal and EMG findings of a distal denervation. New paragraph. Laboratory testing for autoimmune neuropathies was completed on April 24th and was abnormal, showing positive antibody titers for endomesial ENDOMYSIAL antibody, IgA, and a tissue transglutaminase antibody, IgA, at relatively high titers, with the remainder of the antibody studies for autoimmune neuropathy being normal. New paragraph. The amino acid analysis did show an elevated phenylalanine level that may be seen in some B vitamin deficiencies, including vitamin B3, but the laboratory testing for vitamin Bs was otherwise normal. New paragraph. His lipid studies showed evidence for insulin resistance without diabetes. New paragraph. In consideration of his history and presentation, I will complete his questionnaires for his disability evaluation, indicating that he has a distal polyneuropathy with motor and sensory components and findings of celiac disease, for which he has now been referred for further evaluation, anticipating endoscopy and biopsy and treatment. New paragraph. Certainly, his neuropathy may improve with therapy for celiac disease, which has been identified to be associated with neuropathy in as many as 50% of individuals. The subparagraph, those neuropathies, however, are usually a consequence of nutritional malabsorption. New paragraph. Today I'm ordering laboratory testing for vitamins A, C, and E, which were previously not accomplished, to assure that he does not have these deficiencies. New paragraph. I'm scheduling him for a reevaluation in approximately 3 months. New paragraph. I'll send you a follow-up report then, and then sign with my professional signature.